Good morning. You're listening to 102.7, 103.5 WICY. I'm John Kazar, hanging with you. And inside the community, we're going to go here on a Thursday right around... Hold on, it's Wednesday. On a Wednesday right around 9:40, we are always joined by those from Alice Hyde Medical Center. It's Dr. Lisa Mark with us today, the Chief Medical Officer there. First of all, it's great to finally have you on, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
Yeah, and we got a various amount of topics to talk about today. We're going to kick off with, you know, folks who may notice some changes during this flu season. Go ahead.
Absolutely. As part of our response around the flu and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, hospitals across UVM Health Network, which obviously includes Alice Hyde, have changed our policies a bit for personal protective equipment. This means that patients and visitors who come to Alice Hyde may notice some changes, which includes the use of protective eyewear.
Gotcha.
This would be goggles, face shields, or eye shields.
Mm-hmm.
It is a CDC recommendation that would eliminate high-risk exposures for our employees. So we've asked all employees who interact directly with patients to wear this protective eyewear to reduce the possibility of transmission of diseases like flu and COVID-19.
Makes total sense. Now, with flu season, we also have the holiday season upon us. What are some things to consider for that?
So, it's obviously the time of year when many of us are accustomed to getting together with friends and loved ones. This includes Halloween parties and on to Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I think most people understand that big gatherings are really off limits this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting difficult. People have pandemic fatigue, which means they're just tired of dealing with all the restrictions. But this is really a time where we want to buckle down and ask ourselves, do you want to really see your elderly grandparents? Thinking about nieces and nephews and how much you're going to expand your bubble, so to speak, to see those family members. It's really not a blanket yes or no, but the second wave, so to speak, is a real possibility, and we want to ask that people really act responsibly to help protect our community.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this has nothing to do with what time of the year it is, just the fact that there's a pandemic. We want to keep our social circle small, don't we?
Absolutely. So there's no magic number, but people really need to consider that the smaller your circle, the less risk of your exposure. So, for example, at Alice Hyde, we've put a moratorium on any in-person meetings for more than 4 people. It's the time of year where we really want to think about who it's important for you to see, what they've been doing. If you're not comfortable asking family or friends what they've been up to so you can assess your risk, maybe that's someone you want to wait to see until a later time.
Right, right, absolutely. Testing, by the way, as great as it is not a foolproof 100% way here of effectiveness, is it?
Correct. So it's definitely an important part of our response to this public health emergency, but it is not foolproof and it is not 100%. So worst case scenario, certain types of testing can provide a false sense of security for people who believe that just because someone tested negative is definite proof that they aren't infected. We do have a certain percentage of false positives, although it's very, very low, and we do have a certain percentage of false negatives as well.
Right, right. And to kind of bring this all back around full circle together, masking, social distancing, and keeping gatherings short, we know all of this works.
All of this does work, and if anybody listens to the news, they're aware of that. So the number one and two things you can do is wear your mask all the time and keep your distance of 6 feet from people.
Totally. All right. It's Dr. Lisa Mark with us from Alice Hyde Medical Center. She's the chief medical officer there. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And we're always back with someone. Could be different. Could be Matt Jones. Could be Todd Whitman or even someone else, as it's all part of from those at Alice Hyde Medical Center inside the community, 102.7, 103.5 WICY.